Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If you guys lose this weekend, are you automatic sellers at the trade deadline? I think that's what everybody's wondering and kind of the talk radio fodder. And maybe it's not something you entertain, but that, I think, is the question.
To clarify, this delay actually happened.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just put it nicely and pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio. That's really a tough one for me to say no to, but I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions.
Boo.
Thank you. Thanks for asking. I appreciate the opportunity to get involved.
Lame. Get involved, Bill. It's fun. You get to distort, tweak, get to draw lines wherever you want, whatever suits your statistical argument. It's so easy. You can give anyone any number you want. You just have to pick the date that suits the argument.
That's right up his alley. You make the rules.
Exactly. You get to bend them, twist them, play around with them, manipulate them.
That's beneath him.
I think Bill would love talk radio.
Oh, totally.
He gave it a shot. It's Bill Belichick.
Wait,
today.
That's beneath him? Are you kidding me? I watched a documentary on the 95 Browns coming off their third world championship, which didn't happen.
But just with the tone and the dismissive attitude.
Oh, wait, I can't talk about the Browns because that doesn't suit somebody's argument.
So you've lost me a little bit, Jimmy, but if you have to explain your joke, go ahead.
Oh, it's just simply that Bill likes to draw the line of when he got to the Patriots and forget about Cleveland unless you're talking about Cleveland winning multiple championships, which didn't happen.
There you go.
Yeah, the point is he took credit for the Ravens because he built the 95 Browns, and he thinks that the bottom line is that's his championship. Good talk radio topic.
Yes, exactly. You could do that, right?
No question.
You could do that. There you go. That response doesn't bother me today. That's like easy, like... is that Tara Sullivan? Whoever asked the question, like, it's not talk radio fodder to say the trade deadline's on Tuesday. And you have some players that are, that are being looked at by other teams.
Right, that probably aren't part of your long-term future.
Like, those are facts. Those aren't talk radio. That's not just talk radio nonsense. The trade deadline's Tuesday.
Yeah, but it doesn't annoy you that the beat people like that try to pass it off as like,
yes.
Oh, those that are lesser than us, they're the ones talking about it. We don't discuss that, well, Bill. That bugs me.
It doesn't bug me, because I used to do it.
Yeah, you guys used to do it.
I mean, I don't know if it bugs me or not. It's just, it was unnecessary. The trade deadline's Tuesday. You can ask a trade deadline question the Friday before the Tuesday trade deadline. That's not just talk radio nonsense. The trade deadline's actually Tuesday at 4. That's a fact. That's not a talk radio fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, he wasn't going to engage on anybody specific, obviously.
No, but by bringing up the talk radio, she gave him the opportunity to do the old talk radio thing.
Oh, totally. We get a better soundbite out of it anyway. I'll take that any day of the week. And I even think that I think he likes her, because usually he'd be much more snarky.
Wait a minute. How could you be any more snarky than this?
Yeah, well, I guess I'll just put it nicely and pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio. That's really a
boo,
lame.
A tough one for me to say no to, but I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions.
Boo.
Thank you. Thanks for asking. I appreciate the opportunity.
No problem.
Get involved.
I appreciate the opportunity to get involved. I'm sorry, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, so that's why I feel like he said it with a smile on his face.
Yes.
Typically, you know, when he says that, it's more along the lines of, no, I really want to thank you for asking the question, though. I appreciate the question.
I thought it was funny.
So if it were Ben Volen, he wouldn't have said it that way. He would have freaking shot snot rockets out his nose at him.
Here's a legit question I don't know that he probably wouldn't have answered because it was too good of a question. if I may say so myself. And that is, the trade deadline is on Tuesday. Do you think it has affected any of your players? Period, question mark, that's it. Like, because that happens all the time.
How do you think you would answer it?
I'm just worried about the Bills.
Yeah, or you'd have to ask them.
Yeah, you'd have to ask them.
You'd have to ask the players. I'd just coach them.
And I think it probably has affected some of them negatively, especially if you're a guy like one of the McCourties, maybe Matthew Slater, who were, you know, wavering as to whether or not they wanted to play and where they were talking about opting out leading into the season. Now you've opted in. It's been ugly so far, and you're hearing that everyone's available. I'd be like, what am I even doing here? Why did I do this?
I'll tell you what. I've come to the conclusion that no matter what he does Tuesday, first of all, I believe that Gilmore's going to be gone. But if he's not, he's being kept out of spite. No matter what it is, it's an indictment on Stephon Gilmore on Tuesday.
Again, maybe they're looking at the Gilmore thing specifically, saying if they trade Gilmore, they're selling on the season, and they don't believe in us, and this is just a lost season. This is a placeholder bridge season. So why would I invest? And maybe that's crawled into their heads a little bit. I mean, that's possible. You know, if that's the case, I would say you're hitching your wagon to the wrong guy. Gilmore's quit. He's quit. You know, trading him is not punting on the season. It's, you know, maybe even getting better or getting someone out there who gives a crap. And that might actually improve you. You should be into that.
I mean, don't you think it's odd? And I say odd in that because I think Gilmore's baiting Bill. The week of the trading deadline is House goes on the market.
Deadline for offers Tuesday at 5. The trade deadline's Tuesday at 4.
So that's a guy who's baiting the coach.
That's a good bit of humor right there.
That's a guy who's baiting the coach or the GM, whatever. He's baiting him into saying, oh, yeah, I know I'm out of here, so I'm putting my house on the market. It's almost like he's daring Bill to trade him, which is why I think it's not beyond Bill to say, oh, you're daring me, huh?
See, okay. Practice is at Wednesday. See you there.
Yeah, right. And you can rot on our team if you want. And if you don't want to show up and play, don't, because you won't get paid.
There was a time Bill used to do that, purposely not trade guys, because I don't want to set the precedent that guys can shoot their way out of town. They don't determine when they leave. I determine when you leave. So you want out of here and you're going to pitch a fit? Fine. No problem. You want to show up on Tuesday? Here's your fine.
I would not put that past him. I would not.
That's in the best interest of the franchise.
Well, so, Murray, this is where Bill does.
It actually is, though, Murray. It is. If you have a culture where guys know they can shoot their way out of town, that's a bad precedent to set.
Yeah, if the team is garbage, you need to retool. You need as many picks as possible. I'm going to keep you here out of spite rather than getting a second or third round pick for you. That's not smart.
But this is why Bill uses the phrase the way he uses it, because he can always spin it to his side and say, I think that that's what's best for the franchise. He always gives you the general term. So look, at the end of the day, I think he wants to get rid of Gilmore. I don't think he's going to give him away. So if all he's getting is a third, I don't think he's going to do it. Maybe he hasn't gotten what he wants yet. Maybe he looks at the Buffalo game and says, we're still in it. This is his former team. I can't imagine he's going to show up and not play against his former team. So I'm going to use him this week and then trade his ass Monday. Maybe he doesn't trade him at all. I know this. Deep down, I believe Bill Belichick wants to get rid of Stephon Gilmore so badly that if the best thing to do is to keep Gilmore to spite him, he'll do that.
I would hate to think, though, that the pending Gilmore trade or this thing has impacted the team, but it might have. Because last week, they looked like a team that wasn't invested. And so something has disinvested this team. Because to start the year, they were invested. I don't want to, so maybe it's back to that previous caller. He lost the locker room for a year and a half. Or since, you know, whatever, week 9 of last year. Last couple of years, he's lost the locker room. He didn't lose the locker room in Seattle. They fought to the very last play. Gave it everything they had. And he didn't lose the locker room in KC. They showed up to win that game.
Yeah, they played well that week.
Just about did.
Defensively, anyway.
And they were invested week 1 against Miami. And then the Raiders, they didn't have a great day, but they stayed in there, hung in there, had a good second half, and found a way.
Yeah, but the structure's weak. It didn't take much to push them to this place.
True. You know? That's true, Murray.
I mean, you just saw this with Dallas after they had that crazy win over the Falcons. It's like, oh, the Cowboys are going to be competitive. They're probably going to win the NFC East. And then they've since imploded.
Well, so either way, Bill, that was a fun little talk radio topic. You could have done that.
Absolutely.
Well, what's he pissing on the talk radio people for? Like, that was good stuff.
No, and he's, you know, he's snarkier and, you know, I want to say witty, but he can be a little, there's some edge there, as we all know, which means it would work with him.
Yeah. See, Bill, not so bad.
I guess I'll just put it nicely and pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio. That's really a tough one for me to say no to, but I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions.
Too bad.
Tough for him to say no. I don't know why. That was pretty snappy, Bill. I think you would have enjoyed it.
He could do it. He could sit in the a-hole chair.
Oh, completely. Are you kidding me? It was named after him, for crying out loud. Who's kidding who?
This is Billy and Maz. It's a agenda-free Friday if you want to call in 617-779-0985.
Felger and Billy. I like that.
Start the show with opening text. What do you got, man?
I'll tell you, though. Gilmore's a bad guy to have quitting. He's one of your highest paid players. He's the defensive player of the year. Whether you want to admit it or not, there are other guys in that locker room that look at Gilmore and think he's great. And so if that guy's quitting, to me, it's in the coach and the organization and the team's best interest, regardless of whether or not he wants to host a talk show, to ship that guy's ass out of town.
Unfortunately, Bill doesn't want to participate, but you can. Your call's on Agenda Free Friday right after this, I promise.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line ma.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for. It's Felger and Maz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Losing is not acceptable in this locker room, in this county, in this state, in this area, in this region. So, Cameron Newton, you need to pick your expletive up. That's what I've learned.
Before your phones, Maz's comment bugged you?
Because I feel like it's the right thing to say, and I wonder how much he really believes it.
Well, he's certainly playing it up.
Well, right. So again,
mustard on it.
It sounds good. Losing is not accepted in this area, this city, this region. You know, when he goes on and
What's
on.
What's the
on.
County? What county is
right.
Foxborough?
Yeah, who knows?
The Middlesex, Norfolk?
Yeah. No, but maybe Norfolk.
Do you keep track of the county?
No, right. No. Who the hell knows? I mean, he dramatizes the thing.
Right, exactly. It's like,
does he really believe it?
No, that's crap that works in a podunk area like when he's down in Charlotte or when he was down at Auburn. You know, you can use that rah-rah stuff down south of the Mason-Dixon here. People sniff that out and be like, okay, all right, this seems
spare
a bit
me the,
much.
Right, yeah. Spare me, though.
It did. There was a whiff of phoniness to
totally.
It.
Totally.
Yeah, there was a whiff of phoniness to it. And so I just, because you watch him play, and right now, I know he's frustrated, but does he look like a guy who's devastated by this? And my answer is no. Like, I look at Edelman out there, and again, we have more of a history with Edelman, so we know what he's about. But I look at Edelman, and Edelman's like, we got no shot. This is just, and I know he cares. Newton, and I'm sorry, that fumble in the Super Bowl is still in my head. I wonder. I just wonder whether it really bothers him. Guy's played on bad teams before. He's been a 500 quarterback basically his whole life. So does it really bug him or no?
Okay, your thoughts all the way through, as promised. Steve in Tingsboro on the World Series. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, guys, I love your show. I know baseball is a train wreck right now, and I don't know how many more weeks of rehab this would have put on Manfred. But what if the analytics cash left Snell in? They won game six. Turner got popped. The next day's game seven. And what if two or three more starters from the Dodgers, like maybe Betts or Bellinger, got tested positive? What was their plan? Were they going to play the game and just say screw it, or were they going to play a game with a gutted roster? And you talking about an asterisk? If the Rays won that would have been the end of the sport. What do you think?
The Devil Rays. You know, they changed the name of it because of Christians.
Religious connotations, right?
Like the devil race. Hey, anyway, that is an interesting question. What the heck would they have done game seven?
Yeah, he raises a great point. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And you know, the more you hear about it, right? Kenley Jansen, I totally forgot about all this stuff when the Justin Turner testing positive there. Kenley Jansen had health issues, so he's a high-risk guy. I think it was Jock Peterson who had a newborn that was on the field. Like, boy, well, Justin.
Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
Did you say him? I'm sorry. Dave Roberts, cancer survivor, he's taking pictures next to him. Now, this is, they had already won, so they didn't have to worry about Game 7, but what would they have done?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. My guess is you got to play it. You got to play, again, expanded rosters. I'm sure they had guys in the bubble. It's part of the expanded roster. I didn't read up on that part of it, but I have to imagine they did.
Chris in the car, you're up next on the Pats.
Hey, guys, thanks. And I know it's agenda-free because I want to ask Tony about Alex Cora, but I will go to what I talked about, what I called in about. If Robert Kraft does step down and Jonathan takes over the team, is Jonathan going to have a great relationship with Bill Belichick? And with his recent drafting, would Jonathan make pull the trigger and say, Bill, this isn't working?
So, Chris, it's an excellent question, and it's hopefully won't be a pertinent one. Hopefully Robert, you know, is, you know, in charge for a long time and with us for a long time and all of that. But eventually there's going to be a transition there at the ownership level, and whether Bill's here or not, things are going to change. So
big time.
Like, I can't sit here and tell you Jonathan and Bill hate each other like poison. I could see it. I mean, knowing a little bit of both people, strong-willed, you know, Bill is, you know, on his best day, get the hell out of my office. And Jonathan Kraft isn't someone that you tell to get the hell out anywhere. So, like, I don't know if that's a match. Maybe it is. I don't know. I have no idea. But on paper, just the what we know of him from the outside, doesn't feel like that would be a great relationship. It doesn't. But I think that's common, you know, when you, in family businesses, the old man hires the guy, the old man retires, and now the kid takes over, and the CEO's sitting there saying, well, you're my boss, but I'm older than you, and I work for your dad, not you. And, like, there's that dynamic. So, like, I think they're headed for that eventually at some point, for sure.
I don't think there's any question. Bill's relationships with Robert. And so once that changes, everything will change.
And that's not an indictment on anyone, but that
it's just the reality.
I think that dynamic happens a lot in family businesses.
Absolutely, it does. It's just different. The relationships with Robert, and they're, you know, generationally, they're closer to peers. So that, you know, the whole thing gets really different.
Eventually, Tommy Boy takes over.
Yes.
And then you got to figure it out.
Yes.
Speaking of that, Tommy and Lynn. Tommy, what do you got?
What's up, guys? The Pats rebuilding. How about we go after Dak Prescott next year, Felga? Because the Cowboys never signed them.
Understood, Tommy. Let me tell you the big problem with it. He costs too much money. They don't want to pay the quarterback that.
I know. How come they don't want to pay the quarterback?
Because they don't want to take up too much of their payroll. Notice I said payroll, not cap. They don't want to take up too much of their payroll on the quarterback position. So Dak Prescott would check some boxes in that. I mean, I think he's plenty good enough. Like, I'd be happy if that were my next quarterback. Really happy. He can play. It's and he might even be available because for some reason the Cowboys and him can't come to terms on a long-term deal. So maybe he might even be available. Who knows? Are the Cowboys one win? Are they 1-5?
I think they have two.
Yeah, two wins.
Okay, they beat Trevor Lawrence. But
yeah, they beat Atlanta and one other.
I mean, I don't know. The where it all falls apart is he wants $40 million a year, and the Pats are not going to pay their next quarterback $40 million.
No, but his initial question is a good one. Why don't they want to pay the quarterback? And because this is what you get when you don't pay the quarterback. Now again, you can find someone like Brady who's willing to play ball with you, and then ideally that's great. Perfect. I'm not dumping on that part of it. If you get a guy who wants to play ball, great. What if you don't? What are you going to do? Just wait for the cheapest guy to shake out all the time? Put one bum out there after the other? We'll be playing Murray's game every week.
Paul in Maine with Murray's opening take, which was Tony La Russa, the ghost of Tony La Russa, coming back to the manager's office with the White Sox. Go ahead, Paul.
Guys, actually, I want to know how I can join up to the Murray militia. He looks like a Chechen sniper back there. but, guys, yeah, now that 76-year-old Tony La Russa is back managing, do you think he's got any chance of injecting a little bit of old-school baseball back into the game? I mean, I can't imagine that he'll just roll over and capitulate to the nerds and manage strictly by the analytics, can you?
Nope, that's one silver lining to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Unless he was so desperate to get back in that he says, you tell me how you want to do it. which I wouldn't completely rule out. I'm eager to see how it goes. It's different. It's different. You get a team like that with the, those kinds of aspirations, and they're a young, up-and-coming team, and you bring in a 76-year-old manager?
76.
I don't see how it works. And maybe he does, but I think that's the wrong team because that's a fun, young, up-and-coming team, and he is the antithesis of that.
So I'll tell you, it's not apples to apples, okay? But in 2003, the Marlins had one of the young, talented teams in baseball.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They fired their manager early on. They brought in Jack McKeon, who was in his late 60s, maybe 70. I mean, he was close.
I think he was 72 when he won.
Okay, so it might have been that old. Then he was even older than I thought. And
yeah,
they rallied.
There was a sweetness to Jack McKeon. He was adorable.
Yeah.
LaRusse's, I mean, the guy, well, didn't he get popped for DUI, too?
Like, he did. Yeah. Oh, that's a, yeah. That's a famous
that's a
one,
horrible
too.
One.
Yeah, he had to recite the alphabet.
That's horrible.
Grizzly grump.
You know who I think he was out with that night?
Bill.
I thought so. I was in Jupiter.
Yep.
Not to, you know, I'm sure Bill took an Uber.
Bill was smart enough to have a driver.
Yeah, exactly. But, oh, yeah, sounds like they were getting after it that night.
Oh, for sure. Like, but it's, you know, it worked with the Marlins. It worked. For you know, but that was really two-thirds of a season, maybe a little more. Three quarters.
When I tell you to begin, I want you to close your eyes and tilt your head back. And I want you to recite the English alphabet from A to Z in a non-rhythmic manner. Don't sing it. Any questions about that? Okay, you may begin.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, I, Z, M, N, O, P, Z, Q, R, S, T, U, V, V, Z, T, U, V, X, Y, X, Z.
Okay, Mr. LaRusse, at this time, I ask you to turn around and put your hands behind your back.
Put your hands up.
Being placed under arrest with charge of DUI.
Spread them. And you're done.
L-M-N-O-Z-Q.
P-Z-Q-R-S-T-U-V. V-Z-T-U-V-X-Y-X-Z.
X-Y-X-Z.
I-J-K-L-M-N-I-Z. M-N-O-P-Z-Q-R-S-T-U-V. V-Z-T-U-V-X-Y-X-Z.
Yeah, at the end there's a little tough.
This is a tough week for baseball.
You thrilled our fans.
I was just going to say, you know who probably endorses the hiring? It's all in favor.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award.
The Dodgers.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Bunch of lushes in that sport.
So just quickly, too, just
Dodgers.
How I started saying today was a bad week, rather, for baseball with the decision of the World Series and then this Tony La Russa hiring. Apparently, YouTube TV sent out an email today saying they couldn't reach an agreement with Nesson and they're dropping the channel. So,
yes, I got emails about this, too.
How many younger people have been cord cutters, but they watch the Red Sox on YouTube TV?
Like and, four of them.
But still.
How many young people watch baseball?
The Carrabases of the world. Like, there's no way that Jared's probably playing for, you know, a cable bill. He probably watches it on something like this.
Is he still young?
No.
He's 30s.
He's bordering on middle-aged.
I'm just saying, this just seems like short-sighted as well. You know, like you're going to lose younger people that have cut the cord and maybe they watched on YouTube and now they're not going to be able to do that either.
I don't love the precedent it sets either. Like,
it seems to be going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. So now you're going to dig in unless their attitude is, boy, our Nesson ratings are going to plummet. We got to hope that this works and gets people to buy Nesson. Maybe that's the strategy. Who the hell knows? In which case, it's dumb.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory.
Don't worry, Manfred's got it figured out. And Tony La Russa is back on the case.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line ma.org.
Backstagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on backstagecountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, one final segment here of your wonderful phone calls, as promised. Let's get to it. Tom and Quincy. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, Tommy?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys doing? Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I want to talk about the Pats Bills real quick, but you guys, the hammered audio you guys have had in the past week is unmatched. I could listen to that all day, every day. It's fantastic. Everyone's hammered. It's great. But coming up on Sunday, which is, again, when you're on hold for a little bit, you hear all this other stuff pop up. And it's kind of tough following what, you know, Belichick's responses were in his, you know, so-called Zoom or whatever. I thought Sunday would be more about total coaching. Because, and again, I don't call you guys with, you know, like a spreadsheet of stats. And unlike the analytical MLB people, I go with feel. And the Pats don't lose up there, you know, and they're going into this game. And I wasn't that concerned when they said Gilmore might not play. My concern was more with how they're going to stop Singletary and Josh Allen from running all over them, because everyone does. But then they said that Murray's update was that J.C. Jackson might not play either, which that's going to get a little choppy. But in the end, I think that McDermott is totally outmatched on the coaching side. So I'm totally leaning that way, that the Pats know the –
Well, you have to it's history, Tom. It feels like the Patriots and Belichick bring out the worst in McDermott.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's been some stuff there where you could just tell McDermott's unhinged. Remember the pregame stuff where you got hot and bothered about what side of the field they were punting on or whatever? Like, there was a whole beef. Wasn't there, like, a whole blow-up?
No, yeah, I think he was mad that there was a Belichick son. Maybe he thought he was, like, trying to spy or something like that. He had, like, completely blown his top before
the game started.
No, I think they've got a – I think the Pats are in McDermott's head, which is, so, like, that's your chance. That Buffalo is just not ready for the moment, and they're all freaked out by just the sight of you.
Mike.
And the Gilmore and J.C. Jackson news isn't great if those guys don't play or aren't able to play on Sunday, but the reason I'm not freaking out about it is the weather forecast. 40 to 50 mile an hour winds, so that's going to call for a precision passing game. That obviously affects the Bills, too. Like, do you trust that Josh Allen can be accurate in weather like that? He has a hard time anyway in a normal day.
50 mile an hour winds is a hurricane warning, a tropical storm.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hurricane is 70 miles an hour, right?
I think that's right.
I think it's hurricane winds are 70. Is it going to be 50 mile an hour winds?
Yep. You know what that means?
Sosie's going to get blown around out there. He's going to be blown across the parking lot, the poor guy.
He better put a lot of change in his pockets. But seriously,
50? No.
Yeah, what it means is take the points. Is what it means. That feels like a 6-3 game.
Cam and Taunton. Hi, Cam.
Hi, guys. Spare me a moment here because I might lose my mind with this topic. So, with the news of the La Russa hire last night, came a story from John Heyman where he quoted a BBWA Hall of Fame voter in which he said, "This is a little disturbing because we voted for his Hall of Fame credentials, thinking his career was over." So my message to the BBWAA, Matt, not including you because you don't do this, stop taking yourself so freaking seriously, please. What is he going to do in Chicago that makes him not a Hall of Fame manager? Like, that is the most sanctimonious, full of yourself, I'm walk on water comment I've ever heard. Thank you.
Okay. Is the Hall of Fame annoyed that he's back in the game?
Maybe. I mean, but again, I don't sweat stuff like that. I mean, crazy stuff happens. Guy retires, thinks he's done, and all of a sudden something happens and he comes back. Like, so that part doesn't bother me. I'm flabbergasted, though, that a team would hire a 76-year-old manager.
And the Hall of Fame angle that you want on that story is Jeff Passan wrote this on ESPN. I told you to read it before. If you wanted the cronyism that was involved with this hire is unbelievable. The tit for tat, here's just one element to it. Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the White Sox, always regretted that he traded Harold Baines from the White Sox because he thought that prevented Harold Baines from getting his 3,000 hits and getting into the Hall of Fame. Okay, never should have been a Hall of Famer in the first place, but 3,000 hits get you in, right? And so Harold Baines came up short of it, and Reinsdorf driving him out of Chicago was one of the reasons, okay? So Reinsdorf always wanted to get Harold Baines into the Hall of Fame. Jerry Reinsdorf, a couple years ago, got on a veterans committee for the Hall of Fame and pushed and pushed and pushed for Harold Baines to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, again, he was never voted in over his 10 to 15 years. This was the posthumous Veterans Committee thing. So Reinsdorf pushed and pushed and pushed. He finally got Harold Baines through either last year or the year before, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Which was, again, egregious because right. Harold Baines is no one's Hall of Famer. But Jerry Reinsdorf wanted him in and pushed and pushed and pushed. One of the guys on that Veterans Committee who agreed to let him in and voted for Reinsdorf's guy was Tony La Russa.
Yep. Ugh.
So people think this is part of that tit for tat or part of that, you know, the cronyism or you got me, I got you. Quid pro quo, whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, totally. Look, and again, even if it wasn't like a, you know, an orchestrated deal from the very beginning, which it probably wasn't, it was just two guys looking out for each other. At the end of the day, that's what it is. And if Reinsdorf, and I think this ultimately is really a bad reflection on Reinsdorf, although La Russa's right there too. But if Reinsdorf did that and he's basically lobbying, right, which is what he was. He was lobbying. How many other guys did he do that with on the Veterans Committee?
Who else is on that committee? I want to
know. Right. It's just the whole thing. And then on top of it, La Russa, when he became the baseball executive, the president of baseball operations or VP in Arizona and was running the organization, asked for a guy to be hired as one of his, you know, I didn't even know, scouting directors or something.
It was a nerd position.
Yeah, it was an analytics position, correct. And the guy, you know what the guy's background was in? Veterinary medicine.
He was a vet.
But he was a buddy of La Russa, so they gave him a job.
The guy was a big PETA guy, we think, and La Russa's a big PETA guy. And he's also, but anyway, it was his friend who happened to be a veterinarian. He had no baseball experience, but La Russa hired him as an analytic position.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
So, I mean, it's a really good story if you read it from Jeff Passan there. Back to you guys. Derek in Foxborough. Hi, Derek.
Yeah, this Tony La Russa thing is the reason baseball's dying. I mean, what other sport can a guy 76 years old, hasn't coached in 10 years, come out of the woodwork to coach a team? I mean, and not only that, I mean, if we're going to shun Bonds and Clemens from the sport, I mean, this guy managed the most juiced-up team in history with McGuire and Canseco. He knew exactly what was going on. Like, why does he get a free pass
from
the sport?
He sure does. He sure does get a free pass.
And wasn't it Blackjack McDowell during the whole sign-stealing thing who said that when La Russa was the manager, they used to show they used to flash the lights on the center field scoreboard to steal signs so that when they had stole pitches, you know, one light would go on, they knew it was a fastball. Two lights would go on, they knew it was a breaking pitch. So, like, if I remember, McDowell did an interview on that. So, La Russa is a snake when it comes to it. I just think Cam might have it backwards. So, baseball is now hiring all these young guys with no managerial experience to carry out the analytics. La Russa is an old school guy. So, this might actually be the silver lining in it.
He may, right, exactly. He may ignore the nerds, which is the silver lining. How he got the job is kind of gross.
And yes. He may also fall asleep by 11 o'clock, you know, on a night game that goes 4 hours.
Keep an eye on that.
Make sure the liquor cabinet is locked. Mike and Sandwich. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You guys do a great job. I want to go back to the Pats. I think it's kind of ridiculous that everybody's calling for Cam's head when, you know, we have Brady with the same exact receiving core, best pocket passer in the history of the game. Take him away, put in a mainly running QB, and then we're expecting him to do something amazing with the same guys.
I'm not expecting something amazing, Mike.
He's an MVP.
Okay, so look, I understand your point. Brady couldn't win with this group, so how do you expect Cam Newton to win with this group? But you just said we're expecting something special. I'm not expecting something special.
I'm expecting you to beat Denver.
I'm expecting you to do something average.
Right.
That's all I need.
Just be a representative NFL football team.
That's it. And just at the quarterback position. Just be average. I'm not asking you to light it up with Jacoby Myers and Damir Bird. You can't light it up with those guys. But can you just hit them when they're open and move the chains? And if you just do that, you're going to win one of these last two games. Who knows? You're maybe 4-2 on the year if you just do that. So I'm not looking for anything special. I'm not looking for championships. I'm looking for average quarterback play, and then everything else falls into place. The rest of the division pukes on itself, and there you go. That's my path.
This really should still be everyone's greatest concern, which is that they just don't fit. Cam Newton and the Patriots don't fit, and he can't run their offense because he can't process it.
Let's wrap it up with the email of the day, Stu, shall we? Take care of our Mimecast friends.
It's the Mimecast email of the day!
Dear Felga, I really hate you.
Especially on Monday.
And I think Maz is a boo.
We're on Friday.
The Mimecast email of the day! Send one to
The email today is protected by Mimecast, the number one cloud email security and resilience companion for Microsoft 365. Safeguard your organization against phishing and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's Mime, M-I-M-E, Mimecast.com. Relentless protection, resilient world. Heidi writes in, Big Jim, subject line, Friday's question. What room is Jim in and why? Also, why does he seem so animated and happy? Smiley face, says Heidi.
Well, I am in the hot box of hot takes. And contrary to the name, it is freezing in here at all times. So that's why I am dressed like a...
Chinook of the North.
Yeah, a Chechen sniper, I believe is
he
one does, color.
He looks like a Chechen sniper. Yeah. Or, again, I want to say... Like the four guys in Philadelphia underneath the elevated train around the garbage can that's on fire, warming their hands and singing doo-wop songs.
Yeah, yeah. Rocky.
Doo-wop, doo-wop, give you
take
hot
it back.
Takes.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
And I guess why am I so smiley? Why do I have some zip? I don't know. Well, I get to stand in here. I don't have to wear the stupid sunglasses anymore because I'm not getting my retinas burned by the bright lights.
There you
go. Yeah, it's a different feel. It feels like a new job.
Heidi, he's away from us.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's what it is. No, he's isolated. He's alone.
Easiest answer there is.
Happiest thing in the world to be alone.
Yep, there it
not
is.
Not lonely, but alone.
Coming up next, the final word and fresh Fuppets that you
Oh, one other thing, too?
Oh, yes, what?
Hardy's Halloween headlines.
Oh, yeah, the Monster Mash headlines.
This is great.
Annual tradition on Beetle and Zolak. Tremendous. So you'll hear that coming up next and some Fuppets. Don't go anywhere.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go, and that's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right, we will begin with the Fuppets as we are still on simulcast with NBC Sports Boston. If you missed it earlier,
so good.
The theme of this was how you got your Mookie Betts info from your brown checkmark, Mike.
All right, let me tell you what I got, and I've told Maz this off the air. I have to give you a disclaimer because I'm too lazy to track this down. I'm not going to ask for a second or third source. I'm not even going to. This is just something.
The one source show.
I heard from a guy at a cocktail party, literally. A outdoor, socially distant cocktail party.
Strangers in the night.
And the guy says, speaking of bets.
Boy, he turned on a lot of money here.
What do you mean he turned on? Weren't the Red Sox like way under? I mean, he
said, oh, no.
They offered what he asked. They offered a lot more than that. He turned it down.
I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Why wouldn't the Sox let everybody know that? Because right now everyone's calling them cheapskates.
And the guy said,
they thought it would be a worse PR hit if people knew that Betts just turned him down straight up, that it wasn't a money thing.
Take it for what it's worth. What's the opposite of a blue check mark? Is there like an anti-blue check mark?
Yeah, I would say...
Give it a brown check mark. Because it
poop emoji.
It might be total crap. Yeah, if you're listening on the radio or the podcast, catch it up on our socials. We put it out there.
The garbled voice of the source so is good. The best part.
And I like the ascot that Hardy put on.
Yes,
the,
of course.
Cute. Felt the puppet. Hardy also, year in, year out now for a while now, is best known for the Monster Mash headlines, which you get right around this time on
so big.
Zolak and Bertrand here on the Sports Hub.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
Some wild, spooky creatures met late last night. 'Twas the Falcons and the Panthers in a gridiron fight. The team from Atlanta won 25-17, but according to the ratings, it was hardly seen.
Who gives a crap?
Really, who gives a crap?
Who gives a crap?
I didn't watch one snap.
Who gives a crap?
I don't know about you, I didn't fall for that trap.
Who gives a crap?
Seriously, who gives a crap? Whoa. Now the scariest monster that I've ever seen goes by the monstrous name COVID-19. Whoa. Go ask the Clemson quarterback, Trevor Lawrence is his name. Whoa. And now Boston College could win this game.
They'll still get smashed.
Yes, BC will still get smashed.
They'll still get smashed.
Go ahead and bet it if you have spare cash.
They'll still get smashed.
24-point underdogs, they're going to get waxed.
They'll still get smashed.
Lawrence is out. BC still gets smashed. On Sunday, the Patriots must battle the Bills. The game's in Buffalo, always good for some thrills. The screams of Bills Mafia will not fill the air. No fans in the stadium.
I mean, there's nobody going to be there.
Headlines are brought to you by Turco, Joe, Boston's most influential realtors, endorsed by Zoe. JoeTurco.com, that's their domain. More headlines in 30 minutes. Hardy's my name.
The Burt Breer laugh.
That is a Burt Breer laugh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, totally.
Outstanding work by Hardy.
Even that goes on too long.
So good.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line ma.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.